Title: Workforce Edit. Titan: A Dark Side Intro from Scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Sub Heavy Sound System Pressure. Opening today, you'll build a 16-bar Dark Side Intro at 174 BPM using only Live 12 stock devices. The aim is club ready low end, a mono sub sign, a textured mid bass sitting above it, punchy top percussion, and a short gated atmosphere, all mixed so the intro translates on a sound system with no low end smear. What you'll end up with a mono operator sub that provides a solid single tone under -120 Hz, a wave-eatable mid-bass with harmonics and movement sat above the sub, short, punchy percussion and a gated, filtered atmosphere, a master chain focused on low-end control, glue and headroom for club playback, quick project setup, open a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM, create four tracks, bass sub MIDI, bass mid MIDI, percussion drum rock or audio and Atmos audio or simpler. On the master, insert spectrum to watch low energy, utility and glue compressor. We'll finish the master chain later. Build the mono sub with operator on bass sub load operator. Use oscillator as a pure sign. Turn off B. Keep the sign undetuned. Set the amp envelope for short release. Decay around 80-140 ms. Sustain full, release 50-120 ms, so tails are short. Program a simple 4-bar sub pattern with long notes or half bar hits aligned where the kick will sit. Keep velocity steady. Sub is power, not motion. Optional: duplicate the track for a sub chain technique, or keep it as a single track. Make the mid bass and wave-eatable on bass mid load wave-eatable. Use two slightly detuned saw/triangle layers for a Reese-ish movement. Detune small, around +6 and -6 cents. Add a low-pass filter 24 dB with cutoff roughly 150-350 Hz. Use an amp envelope with a percussive counter, attack 13 ms, decay 120-200 ms. Add a saturator after wave-eatable with drive around 26 dB, and dry/wet 25-40% to introduce harmonics above the sub. Then use EQ8, HPF at 30 Hz. Cut muttness around 200-400 Hz and boost a small shelf 800-1.5 kHz for presence if needed. Keep sub and mid separate and control stereo. Insert utilitied on bass sub and set width to 0% so the sub is mono. Leave bass mid stereo or slightly reduced width. Try 70-90% so mids breathe but the low end remains centered. For beginners, the simplest approach is a dedicated mono sub track and a stereo mid bass track. Tighten dynamics and create space with sidechain. Put a compressor on bass mid and enable sidechain. Use the kick track or a short transient clip as the sidechain source. Start with ratio 3:16:1, attack 0.55 ms very fast, release 60-120 ms. Set threshold until the mid bass ducks 36 dB when the kick hits. This prevents masking and tightens groove. Optionally, use multiband dynamics on a bass bus or master. Set the low band crossover near 120 Hz and apply subtle gain reduction triggered by the kick to control low spikes. Percussion and top end, create a drum rack with a tight, punchy kick or use a click layer for the transient and short percussion samples in simpler. Trim samples so hits are short. Use drum bus with low drive and small transient adjustments to bring snap or soften hits, subtle values only. Gate percussion sends or use short reverb returns to avoid tails crowding the low end. Atmosphere without smear, load a pad or atmosphere into simpler and filter it heavily with auto filter. Cutoff around 1-2 kHz, low resonance. Add a short Ableton reverb, size 10-20%, decay 0.6-1.2 s. Dry/wet 10-15%. Put a gate after the reverb or on the return and set threshold so the reverb tail is cut quickly. This prevents low-end smearing. Automate a subtle low-pass sweep for motion across the intro. Master chain for sound system playback. On the master, use this left-to-right chain. 1. Utility. Leave width near 90% for checks, but use it for mono tests. 2. EQ8. HPF steep at 20-30 Hz to remove an audible rumble. Cut any 200-500 Hz resonances. 3. Multiband dynamics. Tame the low band slightly with a gentle ratio, 1.5:1-2.5:1. 4. Glue compressor, slow attack 10-30 ms, ratio 2:1, release auto, minimal makeup. 5. Limiter. Ceiling -0.3 dB, gain so overall peak sit around -3 to -6 dB. FS headroom. Keep spectrum visible and monitor energy under 120 Hz. You want concentrated mono low energy, no wide bumps. Phase and timing checks. Use utility phase invert if the sub disappears in mono. Flip phase L or R to check polarity. If sub and kick smear, Nudge MIDI notes or sample start by a few samples until the transient aligns and peak energy tightens. Final tightness adjustments shorten envelopes, so no device produces long decay or reverb tails below tilde 200 HE. High pass all non-bass tracks between 40-120 HC percussion often 100-200 HC. Revisit your sidechain. Too much makes pumping, too little leaves masking. Aim for 2-6 dB gain reduction on each kick hit. Mono check by setting utility width to 0%. Sub should remain solid and not disappear. Export and check translation. Bounce a 16-bar loop and check it on a phone and cheap speakers. If possible, test on a sound system. Leave master headroom. Peaks around -3 to -6 dBFS. Avoid brick wall limiting. Common mistakes to avoid: leaving the sub stereo causes cancellation and phase issues. Distorting the pure sine sub destroys clarity and adds muddiness. Build up in 200-400 HC carves up the mix. Use EQ cuts. Long reverb tails on low frequencies causes wash and loss of punch. Overly aggressive or too light sidechain leads to pumping or masking. Not checking phase. Sub cancellation can kill low energy in mono. Pro tips: treat the sub as the foundation. Pure sine on its own channel. No distortion before you mono it. Dedicated sub track mono utility and mid bass track stereo is the simplest split. If you need perceived weight, add a tiny EQ boost 50-80 HC on the sub, but solo and mono check. Use saturator soft clip on bass mid with low drive and low dry slash wet. Use multi-band dynamics on the master to tame low spikes. Compress the low band subtly. Always check in mono and keep spectrum open to monitor 120 HC energy. Keep 3-6 dB headroom on the master for club mastering. Mini practice exercise 1. Build bass sub in operator. Single sign pattern. Utility width 0%. 2. Build bass mid and wave eatable with detuned saws. Saturator tilde 30% wet. EQ 8 HPF 30 HC and a cut at tilde 300 HC. 3. Add a short kick transient and place it where the bass should duck. 4. Put compressor sidechain on bass mid from that kick. Ratio tilde 4:1. Attack 1-3 ms, release 80-120 ms, aim for 3-6 dB ducking. 5. Add short top percussion and a short gated reverb on Atmos. 6. Master chain, EQ 8 HPF 25-30 HE, multiband low band compression, glue compressor, limiter ceiling -0.3 dB. 7. Export 16 bars and check in mono. Sub should be audible and stable, and bass and kick should not mask. 30-second pre-play checklist: solo bass sub and bass mid together in mono. Sub must stay audible as one tone. Watch spectrum for a single concentrated low band under 120 HC. Confirm master headroom -3 to -6 dBFS and no brick walling. Toggle utility width 0% vs 100% to listen for phase cancellation or big changes in low energy. Recap: split your low end into a mono sub and a stereo mid bass. Use sidechain compression to keep the mid bass from masking the kick. Use short envelopes and gated reverb to avoid smear, and use a focused master chain to control the low band. Practice the mini exercise and always verify in mono and on multiple playback systems. Lock the sub down as a predictable foundation first, then build punch and color around it. End.